Hi, it's Kate here at Junction. I'm here with Cathy and I'm here with Gemma from Paper Birds, who are currently in residence here for the next sort of, well, week and a half, and you've been here for a few days.
Yeah.
How's it all been going so far?
Really exciting. We're really enjoying ourselves. We just have been doing an improvisation today with water in the space and kind of working with the imagery and movement within water, which we think might be relevant to the piece, which is called Thirsty. So, and yeah, we're really enjoying the getting physical.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're working with some very interesting collaborators on this piece in terms of the movement language and the physicality.
Yeah, we're working with Wendy Houston, who worked with DV8 and has done quite a lot of work, solo performance work. So she's brilliant. Kind of led us through a series of exercises the day before we got into the water about the qualities of movement that we could use when we started to improvise around the water, so we weren't just splashing and jumping.
Yeah. And talk a bit about the research that you've been doing, because I know you've been asking people for stories and for their own contribution, because the piece is about alcohol and people's relationships to the substance.
Yeah. So the piece is, what we're interested in is the nation's love affair, I'd call it, with alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
And so specifically, we kind of felt like that needed to, again, we've got a history of doing verbatim work, and we decided that that needed to be not just our own stories, but everybody else's as well. And in order to explore that kind of with any kind of depth.
Yeah.
And so we did two things. We started a blog in which there's a questionnaire which is 20 questions and asks people about their relationship with alcohol, how much they drink, and how this has changed, why they drink, and for their stories. That's what we're particularly interested in, is their stories. And the other thing that we have done is we've got a mobile phone with a number that we ask, we call it the drunk hotline. We ask people to ring us when they're drunk and to leave us a voicemail. And anything goes. The voicemail can be anything they want it to be about.
Yeah.
A little rant, get something off their chest. And hopefully we will use the voicemails directly within the piece, but we'll definitely use the stories that people send to us. What the idea is to sew them all together and make one epic night out of everybody's stories.
And what have the stories been like? You've had quite a range of responses.
Such a range. There are stories that are very dark and very serious and raise some really serious issues that we want to tackle. So about maybe women's vulnerability when they've been drinking, the danger that they've been in. But also there are such light-hearted and funny stories. Mm-hmm. I think some people have even filled the questionnaire in when they're drunk, because we couldn't figure out what they were saying. And we realised that maybe they had done this when they'd had a few. But that's brilliant in itself.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just to include as many voices as possible.
Mm-hmm. And you did an improvisation today with water, and you've got another improvisation planned for
Monday. Yeah, we're doing our drunk durational on Monday. I mean, it's all good and well talking about being drunk, but there has to be a personal slant on this. And so myself and Kylie are going to be the two main performers in the piece. Whilst we've run the drunk hotline quite a few times, and we've also filled out the questionnaires and are bringing our own stories to the piece, we felt like there's an openness when you're drunk. You want to talk more, you want to talk louder, you feel freer with your movement. And we felt like that what might be interesting is to take the questionnaires into the room with us, have some lights, have some music and some costumes, and to try to retell some of the stories we've been told and try and piece together a show.
Yeah.
But maybe from the craziness the lack of kind of focus, and something interesting might come out of that. So we've decided to get intoxicated and then do a few hours of improvising and see what comes of that.
And that'll go on into the evening.
Yeah.
On Monday.
Yeah.
And then there'll be